Hey Kyle, how are you?
Good, hello.
Thank you for taking the time. Let me get you spotlighted. Thank you for taking the time to join us. We're now joined by our third place finisher, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 54 Starburst Duos Toyota. Kyle, can you just talk us through what it was like out there and maybe what you can take and put to use tomorrow for the cup race?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good night for us, I guess. You know, we were certainly challenged. Those guys up front had good cars. We were able to make our way up to third, and there was just too much distance to try to cover there after having to restart. You know, a little further back, each of those restarts, just making up that track deficit. We just didn't have the pace to be able to do that, you know. So we kind of rode there in third and just tried to see if those guys would really run each other hard, race each other hard, and slip their tires enough in order to overheat them and fade back to us. But they never did, you know. So their cars were rolling pretty good. But, you know, overall, just try to learn some things of tonight and, you know, put some of that stuff towards maybe what we can work on for tomorrow.
All right, we're going to jump right into questions here for Kyle. If you have a question, please click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat. We're going to kick things off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Kyle, I know this, I don't think this race was on the original schedule, but was it good to have it considering you're going to have to work with Jacob tomorrow night?
Yeah, I mean, all things considered, I guess it worked out as good as it could possibly work out. You know, overall, just worked with Jacob now for a few races this year, and we've done all right and have had some decent cars, just, you know, not ones that we're contending for wins with, I guess. You know, Phoenix was kind of close. Today was kind of close, but just getting beat, you know. So overall, we're missing a little something there. I'm not sure what it is, but if we can continue to improve and work on that and try to talk to many of those guys after the race and try to get them some help on what things to look at in simulation and get ready for to try for tomorrow. But, you know, good day to try to work with him here in order to set up for tomorrow.
And was most of his focus this week on the Xfinity car or on the Cup car?
Oh, no, he's solely focused on Xfinity car. He probably doesn't know anything about what's in the Cup car. There's going to be enough communication available to us with Adam and whatnot that Adam will be making the calls. Don't worry.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Sterling with KCOU. Go ahead, Sterling.
Kyle, congrats on the good run tonight. This wasn't the typical what we've seen out of just pure dominant form. Does that say anything about the level of competition in the Xfinity series and if it's been enhanced or if it's grown over the years?
Yeah, I mean, we were decent, but we certainly haven't we weren't great. If we had a great car, I would have been like, damn, we just got beat, you know. But our handling and our balance was off enough that we didn't have a good enough shot to be able to go up there and run with those guys. I just had to mire myself with as fast as I felt like I could push the car and just kind of ride, and that was all I had. So but no, to answer your question, I do feel like the competition has certainly stepped up over the years and has gotten stronger. I think the cars have gotten closer. You know, it's definitely harder to make your way through the pack and through traffic. You don't see those dominant cars that maybe have an issue in pit road or a pit road speeding penalty or whatever that are able to drive up through the field, with all the rules and everything just being so tight, competition being so close. So, you really got to be on top of your A game the whole time and don't make any mistakes all day long.
And I know that these are different cars that are being run in the Xfinity series compared to the Cup side, but how does running tonight's race help with knowing what you want out of the car for tomorrow night's Cup race?
Well, if there's any sort of setup things that we had on today's car that is similar or consistent with some of the setup things that we're going to have for our Cup car tomorrow, then we're going to want to look at some of those things. So I'm not sure about that. I doubt it because of the ride height rules and everything that's all about Xfinity. So I think that the cars will be enough different that setup wise, we probably didn't learn a whole lot, but tires, we definitely were able to learn about and kind of figure out and get a feel for how hard you can push and what you can do throughout a run, you know, with that.
Thanks, Kyle. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right. Let's take our next one from Davey Siegel. Go ahead, Davey.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for taking the time. You raced around Brett Moffitt a bunch tonight, and you've seen him contend weekly in the truck series against your two drivers. And your teammate, Denny Hamlin, actually tweeted during the race that he was really underrated. I'm curious what you think of Brett Moffitt as a driver.
Yeah, I mean, we've all kind of said that for years. You know, he had opportunities at Michael Waltrip Racing and did really well. He ran third, I think, at Atlanta or something like that. So, you know, he's and he won a championship with Ettore, won a ton of races with Ettore. He was actually really, really good with those guys, and then moved over to GMS. And actually, I would kind of say he took a little bit of a win cut, if you will, on moving over there. But overall, he's the lead guy at GMS, and he's been in the Truck Series now for a few years. So, you know, he should be the guy who's running up front, contending for wins and doing a good job, similar to Crafton and those guys that have been there for a long time. And our rookie guys just aren't quite to their level, but, you know, hopefully down the stretch here, Christian can have a good run and race with those guys. And, you know, Moffitt's a hard racer. He blitzed us on that final restart and got up to about fourth, and I thought he was going to go farther. And but I was also in the back of my mind thinking, keep going, man. You keep going like that, and you're going to finish about 20th, burning up them tires. So, you know, he was able to hold on, though. I think he finished sixth, so that was good.
Cool. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
All right, and our final question for Kyle will come from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Kyle, early in the race, it looked like there were a lot of teams who did some alternate tire strategies, maybe trying to save a set for later in the race if there was a caution. But both tonight and in the truck race last night, there were a lot of long green flag runs. I don't know if you're involved in any of these conversations, but how do you think that's going to affect tire strategy in the Cup race tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't even know what tire allotment we have or what competition caution or anything we have for tomorrow is. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see what those crew chiefs feel like and think if splitting a stage is actually faster than just running one out, or how that looks, you know. So certainly I would assume that those guys are trying to simulate that and figure that out, knowing that, you know, it's been pretty much some green flag runs here at Richmond for a long time, you know, not just this year, not just these last two nights, but at Richmond for a good bit.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, Kyle, well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time. Congratulations on the finish, and we'll see you hopefully tomorrow for the Cup race.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.